Welcome to the Level Up English podcast, the best place to come to practice the English language, learn about the British accent and culture, with me, your host, Michael Lavers. Hello, English learners. This is Michael, and I am back with the Level Up English podcast. Good to see you again. Thank you for joining me. If it's your first time, then welcome. If you are coming back after some other episodes, then great to have you again. Today, I'm going to talk all about music. This is a subject I've avoided for a long time, but I think it's well overdue. So music is the topic today. We are going to be talking a little bit about some of the music that I like. Not too much, because I know that is very subjective. It depends on the person, right? But then I'm going to talk a little bit more about expressions related to music, so like idioms and phrases that are really useful. Also, words for different parts of a song and vocabulary related to music. And finally, I'm going to end on the topic of whether you can learn with music. You know, is it a good idea to learn English by listening to music? So I'll tell you my thoughts on that at the end. So lots planned today. I think it's going to be a fun, exciting episode. Before we get into that, as I often do, I want to mention quickly the transcripts, which you can find on the members section on the website. There'll probably also be a link in the show notes of this podcast. So transcripts like the subtitles, you can read everything I'm saying while I'm saying it. And also on the Level Up English members website, I've got a lot going on over there. So I've got weekly live lessons. I've got more courses coming out. Very soon, I'm going to be posting an IELTS exam course. So I'm working with Ehsan, who is an IELTS instructor, and we are making a course all about the IELTS exam and how to prepare for that. I'm really, really excited for this, and I know a lot of you are studying for the exam. So I will announce it as soon as it goes live. The best place, of course, is just to become a member and you'll be notified, or maybe join the email list on the website too, and you'll be notified as soon as it goes live. But yeah, lots going on over there. So if that sounds good to you and you also want to support me and the work that I do, then that's levelupenglish.school. Click on the members button at the top. But okay, music. So I don't often talk about music. And this is just because it's so personal. It's so individual. I know one podcast where they always talk about what music they've been listening to at the end. And I don't really like it. I don't like it when they talk about their recommendations because I really hate their music tastes. I just don't like it. And I'm sure a lot of people like it. It's very personal, as I said. But I don't like the assumption that everyone, like this is objectively a good song. Everyone should like this. I don't like that assumption, you know? By the way, these words are useful. Objective. This can mean like from a non-specific point of view. So it doesn't matter who you ask, objectively, this is a good thing. That's kind of generally it's a good thing. Subjective, we put the word subject, means for the person, for the individual. Music taste is subjective. Everyone has a different opinion. Water being good for you, that is an objective truth. No one can disagree that water is good for you. And if they do, they are wrong, right? Unless you have too much, I suppose. But I think you get what I mean. So yeah, it's very, very subjective music taste. But despite that, I do want to talk a little bit about music today because it's such a big part of culture, any culture. And I think it could be really closely tied to language learning as well. And part of the reason is, of course, because language learning is tied into culture. So it's all connected. I hope you find it useful. And for the 1% of people who happen to share my music tastes, maybe you will appreciate my suggestions as well. Because, you know, I really don't have any friends who like my music. So if any of you do like this music and these songs, then let me know. I'd love to have some more friends who like this, but but yeah, I think, you know, music taste is fluid. It changes throughout your life. So, you know, as most of us would agree, when you're a teenager, you like different things from when you're an adult and this kind of stuff. So that's always interesting. But yeah, okay, so I will share a little bit about what I like. And I'm also going to use some expressions that you can use for saying what you like. So the first one is big into. So this might come as a surprise to some people, but I'm big into heavy metal. I'm big into heavy metal. Big into something just means I really, really like something. I'm obsessed with something. I'm big into heavy metal. And yeah, I just love the sound, but I also love the lyrics as well. Lyrics, you know, the words for the song. I feel like a lot of lyrics for metal songs are almost like poetry, right? It's not just about, you know, going to the club and falling in love. It's kind of like poetry to me. I know a lot of genres do that as well. It's not just metal, but I love that aspect of it, definitely. So yeah, let me know in the comments, as always, what is your favorite music genre? What do you prefer to listen to? And you know, maybe there are different genres for different times of your life and different moods. That's a common one too. But for me, I feel like generally I stick to the same genre regardless of my mood. If I'm happy or sad, this music will always make me happier. So my all-time favorite band is System of a Down. This is a good expression, my all-time favorite. All-time is like a compound adjective. My all-time favorite band. And this just means they may not be my most favorite at the moment, but it's kind of my favorite for the longest time. So I first heard them when I was 14, and that was a long time ago now, of course, and I've been listening ever since. So I've got many good memories with System of a Down. Some of you might know them. Another good one is Infatuated. I'm infatuated at the moment with Ginger's latest album. This is called Wallflowers. Infatuated just means obsessed, almost addicted. Something like that. You really, really can't stop thinking about something. It's almost like unhealthily love something, right? Infatuated with. We often use it for a crush. I'm infatuated with this person. I want to date them. And yeah, Ginger, by the way, is J-I-N-J-E-R. It's a female singer, and she is really amazing. I think they're from Ukraine, if I'm not mistaken. But they're amazing. If anyone does like metal music, I'll put the links to these in the show notes, but feel free to ignore the names if you don't. Okay, I'll give you two more. I'm crazy about The Agonist. More recent one, in the last, say, 4 years, I found a band called The Agonist, another female singer, and, well, actually two. They had two lead singers that have changed, and I think they're really amazing. So I'm crazy about. I love them so much I'm crazy, right? The last one might surprise you. I have recently become rather fond of Russian pop music. I guess Russian pop electronic music. So I've kind of got lost down the YouTube rabbit hole with this. If you get lost down the rabbit hole, that means you start somewhere and you keep going and you kind of don't know where you end up. You click on one video, you click on another video, 2 hours later, you're thinking, wait, how did I get here? What happened? What have I been doing? So I get lost down that YouTube rabbit hole. And I now listen to a lot of Russian music. And I can say I've become rather fond of it. I quite like it, that means. And I don't have any specific recommendations at the moment because I can't think of them. And the names are probably hard for me to pronounce anyway. Okay, let me know, guys, what bands do you like? Let me know your recommendations in the comments. I'd love to give them a listen. And maybe we could even start this kind of cultural around the world music sharing, so we can say here's the best band from Saudi Arabia. Here's the best band from Japan. And we can talk about different bands. That'll be really exciting. So if you have a band that you like, leave a comment on the show notes and I'd love to listen. I'm sure others would love it too. We will be right back to the Level Up English podcast after a short break.
I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of The Silver King's War, a podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Stanley L. Silverfield, a first lieutenant in the United States Army Air Corps from Birmingham, Alabama, rode in the nose, the greenhouse of the famed Martin Marauder. You can find The Silver King's War wherever you listen to podcasts.
So in terms of actual music vocabulary now, maybe I could talk about one song that I quite like recently. I mentioned before that I love the band Gojira, or Gojira, and this is a French metal band. They're so, so good. It's amazing. The lyrics are like poetry. It's really deep. They often sing about, I mean, I don't even know half the time, but I think the recent album was a lot about the Amazon rainforest and the destruction there, and it was really kind of cool album. One song they have is called Lowlands, Lowlands, and it's such a cool song. So the intro is quite dark and slow. The intro, of course, the beginning of the song, and then the build-up, which is where a lot of songs have a build-up where it gets faster or louder and it builds up to a drop. This is really common in some metal music, a lot of electronic music, right, where the beat gets faster and then it drops and all of a sudden the best beat comes, right? That's the one where everyone dances and goes crazy in the concert, right? So in this song, Lowlands, the build-up is slow. It takes maybe three quarters of the song. And then the drop is really sudden and loud and violent. And I don't know, it's the perfect song to take to the gym, in my opinion. The chorus is the middle part of the song, right? The chorus. And this is the part that's usually repeated throughout the song. So you'll have chorus with the lyrics, and this will be the same maybe three or four times in one song. Usually it's kind of the best part, isn't it, of the song. I don't think Lowlands really has a chorus. It doesn't really work that way. Then, of course, you've got the outro. Most songs will have an outro where it maybe fades into a quietness, or some outros just suddenly stop. But this is just how the song goes from the final chorus to the end, to silence. So you've got the intro, the build-up, the chorus, and the outro. Another one, which I kind of had to research this to know what it really is, but this is called the bridge. The bridge represents a point in the song where things change a little bit. Often, maybe the music will get faster, the harmony will change. Usually, though, it's the part of the song that connects to the final chorus. The final chorus is often going to be a little bit different from the other choruses, right? You might notice that. The bridge kind of bridges the gap between the verse before and the final chorus. So maybe you can think of some good examples. I couldn't think of any right now, but I know that the bridge is often like my favorite part of a song, where it's kind of building up to that final chorus. For now, I can quickly mention some, let's say, three phrases that you can use to describe music. Actually, no, it's not describing music. It's just related to music, but maybe describing something else. So the first one is music to my ears. This just means I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. And it doesn't really have any relation to music. It just says what you just said sounds so good and pleasing to me, it sounds like music. So if someone said to me, hey Michael, how about we go get a coffee? I would say, oh, music to my ears. That's the best thing you could have said. I'm so happy to hear that. So what is music to your ears? Let me know your examples. Another one is to blow your own trumpet. I like this one, to blow your own trumpet. So this is a strange one, but I don't know the origin of this. I don't know where it really comes from, but it's when you kind of talk about yourself in a really self-congratulatory way. So you're talking about all your achievements, your accomplishments, with a bit too much pride. And we often use it as a disclaimer at the start. So I would say, I don't mean to blow my own trumpet, but I just ran 2 miles without stopping. So when you want to boast about something, you can say this phrase before, and it kind of makes it sound a little bit less boastful. I don't want to blow my own trumpet or anything, but, you know, I've learnt 4 languages, right? So it's a really obnoxious thing to say, but blow your own trumpet. You can put that at the beginning to kind of warn people that you want to show off about something, about your accomplishment. The final one is to play it by ear. In music, if you play something by ear, that means you're not reading the music notes. You're just kind of playing, say, the guitar, the piano, just by the sound. You're not actually reading anything. We can also use this in day-to-day life. Just means let's see what happens. So if you're not sure about a plan, like maybe I'll meet you at 4 o'clock, but I don't know, it depends on the train. If the train is cancelled, I cannot meet you. So let's play it by ear. Let's play it by ear. Let's see what happens. If I hear the train is cancelled, I won't meet you. Okay, so see how you can use those in your own life. We've got music to my ears, blow your own trumpet, and play it by ear. Okay. As I said, the final part today, I want to talk a bit about learning a language with music, of course, specifically English. So there's always been this debate as to whether learning English with music is a good idea or not. And I think most teachers would agree that it is a really good idea. So one argument against this would be that you're not hearing language in its natural form, natural conversational form. You know, you're hearing things stretched out and maybe screamed at you or distorted in some way. Despite that, I think it's still a really fun way to learn. And I do this with my languages a lot too, for a few reasons, right? So music stays in your head for a really long time. So I remember when I started learning Japanese in, when would that have been? 2011? Wow, it's so long ago. Wow. 2011. I heard a nursery rhyme in Japanese. It was the Japanese equivalent of Mary Had a Little Lamb. So it's, you know, for children, really. But I still remember the song and the words in my head 10 years later, even though I haven't listened to it for 10 years. I also remember the word for sheep. I remember the word for cute and things like that. And it always stuck with me just because it's such a catchy song. So music is a great way to help remember. And even though I remember the song, I remember the words in kind of a musical way, when I say them, it doesn't come out in that way. So it's a good way to remember words. Don't worry too much about getting the wrong sound, because I think when you actually say things, you'll know not to sing it, I guess. It's also good for motivation too. So when I listen to music, I feel so motivated. I feel so connected to that culture, and I just want to learn more. So I think motivation is a really good thing as well. And if you're really interested in looking up the lyrics and reading and, well, singing along to the music, then that can be a good thing too, of course, for vocabulary. But yeah, as I said before, share your favourite bands with me. Leave a comment and maybe check out the other comments from other people. I'd love to hear your favourite songs, favourite bands from your countries. And also let me know, what does music mean for you? How important is music in your life? Is it something you share with your friends? Is it for dancing? Is it for deep contemplation? Is it for releasing pent-up emotions? What's the purpose of music for you? I think that's an interesting question. But okay, I will leave this topic here because I've run out of things to talk about, but I really hope that was useful. Let's thank a couple podcast reviews a second. I have one from Islam, and they are from Algeria. And they said, "Thank you so much, my teacher. Actually, I'm preparing for my IELTS exam coming in the next few months, and your podcasts were absolutely helpful and enjoyable. You teaching me English and you cultivating me throughout the variety of topics you talked about. So I guess like motivating, right? And I really appreciate that. Please wish me good luck for my exam." Good luck for your exam. I'm sure you will do fine. Don't forget to listen to the IELTS episodes I have done, but that's very kind of you. So thank you, Islam, for that kind review. I have another here from Lamal Johani. I think their name might be Lama. Yes, it's Lama from Saudi Arabia. Here we go. "It's my first year in college, and I'm trying my best to improve my listening skills. I love listening to your podcast. You're doing an amazing job. Keep going." Thank you so much, Lama. Really appreciate that. Let's do one more from Allah in Syria. "Hello, Michael. My name is Allah. I love your podcast. I listen to you from Syria." They also said, "I'm sad that your website doesn't work here. I can't open it. Go ahead. I wish you always have better." Thank you very much. That's really kind of you to leave that review. I am sorry the website doesn't work. I've looked into this and I can't figure out why. It seems to work in most countries, but I don't know why it's not in Syria. So hopefully that will be fixed in the future. Okay, as I said, I had so many kind reviews, I cannot read them all, but I'll try to get to them all in the following episodes. So thank you all who leave a review. And even if you don't, listening to this podcast means the world to me. So just by listening, you are doing me a great service. So thank you very much. For today's outro, I googled inspirational quotes for language learning. I did a bit of research and I found a quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I haven't heard how you pronounce his name before, but you can find him if you want. He had a really nice quote that I wanted to share, and this is, "Own only what you can always carry with you. No languages, no countries, no people." That's K-N-O-W, like to know someone, no people. "Let your memories be your travel bag." Yeah, that's a nice quote. I'll put that in the show notes for this page if you want to read that too, but I like that one. Okay, well, thank you for listening today. I hope you had a nice musical journey with me, and I will see you next week for a special episode. Okay, thank you so much. See you later. You have been listening to the Level Up English podcast. If you would like to leave a question to be answered on a future episode, then please go to levelupenglish.school/podcast. That's levelupenglish.school/podcast. And I'll answer your question on a future episode. Thanks for listening.